Lance, originally from Texas, he was the 2015-2016 Poet Laureate of Kenosha. He currently teaches at Carthage College. He's got a song called Emerald Miles from his CD, The Brent Mitchell Trio. And Brent gives us the pretty tragic background on the song.
Yeah, this song should be kind of dark, but it ends up, I don't think, really being that way. It's years ago when I was with my dad one Christmas, he pulled out a pistol and shot himself in the head right there in front of me. Just a moment as I knelt down and I held his hand, his limp hand, I had for just a moment this rush of wonderful memories of adventures, cross-country Texas rambles, partying with friends from town to town. So my dad, he was this one in a million handsome man, and he was also a respectably well-published poet who lived the life of a bachelor. And so I grew up living that life with him rather than any sort of conventional young man's family life. And anyway, in that otherwise unimaginably horrifying moment, I had this flash of memory of a time, particularly when we were drinking Mexican beer together when I was a kid with the hot summer winds streaming through the car windows, and an old-fashioned cowboy Texas swing music from the 1940s blasting from the radio. And he referred to that temporarily rain-induced greening up of a normally parched South Texas highway as Emerald Miles. The song is called The Emerald Miles.
You're just a little younger, fearless and handsome, and it wasn't any wonder all the young women blushed when they spoke your name. Hey, there you are right now, smiling from your picture frame. Cuervo gold and music on the radio, the West Texas sky pulled us to the car and we just go stopping here and there with friends along the way. We'd laugh and drink all night back on the road when daylight came. And the air was sweet sometimes in the morning, just so simple, could take me without warning. Just like blue skies, singing with the radio, laughing and rolling a number. Time stretched out and Christmas, I shudder at a pistol shot, and every couple of days, I really want to call you up. Sometimes I think you're here, and I talk to you out loud. Maybe I'm just pretending, but it's all I've got now. Still the air is sweet, sometimes in the simple, can take me without warning, just like blue skies, singing with the radio, laughing and rolling a number. Time stretched out and lay down like a lover, and oh, the emerald miles disappear. We'll be right back. to see the wild horses shone red and golden in that last majestic light of your last moment. But the day was dark and gray and cold and early yet, and you just found a spot where you wouldn't bleed on the carpet. There was nothing I could give you, nor say nor do, so I held your hand, and the image that came to me was a blue sky.
Brent Mitchell and Emerald Miles. Now, the second song up from Brent today is called Child of God, also from his CD, the Brent Mitchell Trio, an intriguing song with an intriguing plot twist, as Brent explains.
Most of my songs tell stories. In that sense, I think of them as folk songs, even though almost none of them sound at all like what you think of a folk song should sound like. So this next song is called Child of God is a good example, I think. It's about a young man who wanders aimlessly into Mexico after several traumatic events, and at one point he gets robbed, and defending himself, he stabs the assailant with a knife, only to realize that the robber he has killed is just a child. And so as he wanders further into the country, he hopes for some kind of redemption and finally finds it when he tries to drown himself in the Rio Grande and is saved by another boy, not unlike the one he has stabbed to death. And so the story is inspired by, but not really based on, a McCormick Carthy novel called All the Pretty Horses. And I'm kind of proud of the guitar solo I play at the end of the song.
I got an ex-wife in prison, got one in Santa Fe. Ain't seen my wife in Dallas ever since she ran away. I've tried to live for love, and I've tried to live to hate. I tried to give my life to Jesus, but the devil sealed my fate. So I wandered into Mexico to seek a little grace. But all I saw was hunger, same as mine on every face. A young man tried to rob me, so I stabbed him with my knife. When I saw with shame and sorrow I had taken a child's life. Angels and devils, saints and sinners, battle for my soul, but there ain't no winner. I'm a child of God, child of God. I am evil, I am innocent, I thirst for love. Child of God, child of God. I pray for mercy to the empty scabbard. I wandered to a whorehouse on the edge of Guanajuato. Spent my last peso on an old whore and a bottle. She laid down and she slid out of the cotton camisole. I said, all I want, senora, is to feel somebody holy. She checked the clock and laid down as we awkwardly embraced. I shuddered at my loneliness, a tear rolled down my face. Angels and devils, saints and sinners, battle for my soul, but there ain't no winner. I'm a child of God, child of God. I am evil, I am innocent, I thirst for love. Child of God, child of God. I pray for mercy to the empty sky bar. We'll be right back. Running to the borderline, I saw the lines I crossed. Bridges burned behind me and the noble faith I'd lost. So I threw my sinful shell into the muddy Rio Grande to drown myself and go to hell when something took my hand and gone and hauled my drowning body up onto the sand. Took the spitting image of that boy that I had stabbed. I threw up the dirty water as the sheepdog licked my face. He shared a handful of cigarette and a moment of true grace. Angels and devils, saints and sinners, battle for my soul, but there ain't no winner.
Well, we told you the song had an intriguing story with an intriguing plot twist, and it was Child of God from Brent Mitchell. This is Saturday Noon Tunes from WGTD-HD. I'm Dave McGrath. Thank you for choosing us, and thank you for joining us this morning. Brent Mitchell is a professor at Carthage College right now. He's originally from Texas, and interestingly enough, he was Kenosha's Poet Laureate for 2015 and 2016, and he's our featured artist today on Saturday Noon Tunes. This next song is called Your Lovers Won't Remember You. Interesting title indeed. Brent tells us a little bit about this song.
Yeah, when I wrote a few songs on Music Row in Nashville for Sony Records and Decca Records years ago, I was told that the aim was to create successful musical commodities rather than art. So that's Nashville for you. So like most Texas songwriters, I don't aspire to write pop lyrics, but to write lyrics that can stand alone on a page without a melody, if I can do it, which is to say the aim is to write lyrics that are poetry rather than pop, even if you're writing country music, Americana music. So I've come pretty close to poetry, to the poetry mark a few times, I think, when writing songs for this CD. And after serving my tenure as Kenosha's Poet Laureate, I believe I've succeeded pretty well with songs that I've written since that time. Anyway, I think the lyrics on this next song called Your Lovers Won't Remember You are a pretty good example.
You're the faceless female form on the fringe of a photograph, falling out of your blouse into the breath of his drunken laughter. He remembers a good time was probably had by all, but the details are small. Turns it off. Churchyard angel spilled whiskey. skin on rust. The aftertaste is salt. I'm lipstick in the dust. Your lovers will remember you. Your lovers will. Transubstantiation. No Eucharistic bread I've kissed. Altar of impermanence. No messianic rapture. No evangelistic laughter. Lovers won't remember you. Your lovers won't remember.
You're enjoying Saturday Noon Tunes here from WGTD HD. I'm Dave McGrath. We got one more song from Brett Mitchell coming up. We're going to take a short break here. Then we're going to hear a song called Jack It Up.
WGTD FM is now available on your smart speaker. Simply say, play WGTD on TuneIn and hear WGTD programming. 24/7 Jazz is also available. Simply ask, play WGTD HD2 on TuneIn.
WGTD's Noon Tunes is where we highlight and celebrate the local musical talent here in southeastern Wisconsin by playing their music for you.
Wanna make you laugh, wanna make you smile, and I'll bet you that you don't know you drive me wild.
If you are a local musician and you have a CD or MP3 of your professionally recorded songs, we'd like to hear from you and get you a Noon Tune. So call me, Dave McGrath, at 564-3880 or email me at mcgrathd@gtc.edu. We'll talk and we'll get you on the air.
Summer wind came blowing in.
We feature a song by a local artist on Noon Tunes at the end of every WGTD Midday Newscast. Be listening then.
And walk with me.
The Gateway Radio Reading Service is for visually impaired listeners who would like to have newspapers and books read to them. In the Kenosha Racine area, easy-to-operate radios are available free of charge. Visit WGTD.org or call 564-3744.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. And let me see what spring.
Jazz, swing, blues, bop, and more is available 24 hours a day on your desktop, laptop, smartphone, or radio. To access 24/7 Jazz WGTD on your computer, go to WGTD.org, where you can listen live, online, 24 hours a day. On your smartphone, download the free WGTD app. In the Kenosha Racine area, 24/7 Jazz WGTD HD2 is available via HD radio. For more information, call 262-564-3030.
In other words, please be true.
And we're back now on Saturday Noon Tunes here on WGTD HD. I'm Dave McGrath, and we've been featuring music this morning from Kenosha's Brent Mitchell. He's a teacher over at Carthage College. He's originally from Texas. And we have one final song from Brent. The song is called Jack It Up, Daddy. It's a song that, well, let's let Brent explain this one.
Jacking Up Danny. That's sort of a double entendre describing a cross-country road trip with both my parents when I was a very young boy, during which I accidentally witnessed them engaging in an intimate act that they had not intended for me to see. It's kind of funny. I think the song really highlights, though, the musical skill of the trio I formed for this CD, which consisted of myself on guitar and the amazing Brian Ford on drums and Paul Emerson, who was the perfect bass player as well as guitar player. When I play on the June 4th at Public Brewery in Kenosha, Danny Crucinelli will play on drums and Mike Myra be on bass. Both of them are top-notch players. And this will be our first time out as well, so I hope lots of folks come out to check out the new trio and some new songs. I guess a new and edgier sound as well. I'm really proud of what we're doing right now.
Drive across the country, I was 3 years old. I saw things I never should have been shown. Mom and Dad said that a tire was flat. Said, stay in the car, son, we'll be right back. Sitting in the back while Daddy jacked it up. Where's Mama? Daddy jacked it up. Gotta jack it up, gotta jack it up. Seemed like Mama could never get enough. They pull back on to the third gear, shaking off sweat, picking grass from the hair. Mama's lipstick was all over her face. Should've stopped again soon, dear, there's no race. Sitting in the back, wow, Daddy jacked it up. Well, Mama, Daddy jacked it up. Daddy jacked it up. Daddy jacked it up. Seemed like Mama couldn't ever get enough. Got another one in Ponca City. Her old dad'll start to look old. Said somebody better come fix these roads. Sitting in the back while Daddy jacked it up. Yeah, Mama, Daddy jacked it up. Daddy jacked it up. Daddy jacked it up. Seemed like Mama could never get enough. Try all the things I've learned. Sitting in the back while Daddy jacked it up. Well, Mama, Daddy jacked it up. Daddy jacked it up. Daddy jacked it up. Sleeping like Mama could never get enough.
Brent Mitchell there and the Brent Mitchell Trio and Jacket Up Daddy. Now, if you want to buy his music or maybe watch Brent Mitchell in action, you can buy the music on Spotify, on Apple, on Reverb Nation. You can go watch him on YouTube. He's all over the internet. And he was our special guest today on Saturday Noon Tunes. And right about now, we'd like to take you out of Noon Tunes with a smile. Here's our friend Joyce Rumacek. She recorded this CD on the piano when she was about 84 years old. You know this song. Gonna take a sentimental journey. Sentimental Journey from Joyce Rumacek. Once again, this has been Saturday Noon Tunes. We do want to remind you that Noon Tunes is a regular daily feature Monday through Friday here on WGTD-HD. That's where we highlight and we get to celebrate the local musical talent found right here in southeastern Wisconsin. And we do that by playing their music for you at the end of every WGTD midday newscast. And Noon Tunes airs right about 12:20 p.m. And that is Monday through Friday here on WGTD-HD. And just to remind you, we have now added occasional Noon Tunes specials to our Saturday morning lineup. You'll be hearing some great music from some great local musicians. And many of them were kind enough to share their stories about how they recorded a song, why they recorded a song, when it was recorded, what the story was behind the song, et cetera, et cetera. And it makes great fun to listen to that. So thank you very kindly for listening. For WGTD's Saturday Noon Tunes, I'm Dave McGrath.
From the WGTD Arts and Other Events calendar, the Pike River Benefit Concert Series will continue Friday evening, July 22nd, with contemporary works by Violet Wilder. Carry-in food and beverages are not allowed. Admission is $10, and tickets, cash only, are available at the gate.
This is WGTD. You're listening to Education Matters, the only weekly broadcast in southeastern Wisconsin devoted exclusively to a discussion of local educational issues. Education Matters is co-hosted by Mike Falkowski, a former KUSD school board member, Sammy Rangel, the life technician and executive director of Life After Hate, Steve Brown, a retired professor of educational leadership, and former Kenosha Unified School superintendent, Joe Manji. Now here's today's Education Matters moderator.
Hello and welcome to Education Matters here on WGTD Radio FM. I'm your host, Dr. Jonathan Shaler from the University of Wisconsin-Parkside. Over the past several weeks, I've been interviewing educators from a variety of areas, and today I have a very special guest, my brother, Christopher Shaler.